We're learning Masechta Zvachim. We are in the last Mishnah in the first parak, which is Mishnah Dalid. The Mishnah tells us as follows: HaPesach v'hachatos shishachatan shlo l'shman. We mentioned that before, if the carbon Pesach, also for that matter, a sin offering, if it was slaughtered not for the right intentions, in other words, you thought it was for a different carbon. And that's not only when it comes to the Shechita. There's other steps immediately afterwards. Kibel, which is the accepting of the dam into a keil, into a vessel. Behilech, and bringing that vessel to the Mizbeach. And then ultimately, Bezark, sprinkling that blood onto the altar. If any of those steps was Shlo Lishmon, was not for the sake of the Karban, oh, Lishmon, Shlo Lishmon, oh, Shlo Lishmon, Lishmon, Psulim. If it was done for the sake of the carbon Pesach, but also for another carbon, or the other way around, started off Shlo Lishma, then became Lishma, doesn't matter. At any point, if it was not done properly for the right intentions and psulin, then that carbon is invalid. Now, Ketan Lishma and Shlo Lishma, what is an example of that? L'shem Pesach, again, it was done properly for the purpose of the carbon Pesach, and then afterwards also L'shem Shlomim, that it was for the means of a peace offering, which of course you can't have those two different thoughts. Shlo Lishmon Lishmon, L'shem Shlom L'shem Pesach, even though toward the end you did end up having the right machshava, proper thought regarding the Karban Pesach, it doesn't matter, you have to have the proper intentions and thoughts, proper kavanah straight through. Shazevach Nifsol B'Arba Devarim, and the Mishnah reiterates and says that when it comes to slaughter, to the sacrifice, there's four things that can invalidate it with regard to improper thought. B'shchita, v'kibul, v'hiluch, v'zrika. Those are the four steps we just mentioned. Now, Rabbi Shimon Machshir B'hiluch. Rabbi Shimon says that even if you don't have the proper kavana while you're moving, which is the third step, that doesn't matter. You could still continue in the carbon is kosher. Why? Why would he distinguish between that and any others? Shayir Shimon Oimer, Rav Shimon says that e efshir shlo b'shchita, shlo b'kabal v'shlo b'zrika. The other three things you need to do: you have to slaughter the animal, you have to accept the blood into a vessel, and you have to sprinkle it. Avol efshir shlo b'hiluch. It's possible you could actually skip the step of bringing it to the mizbeach. How is that possible? Shaychu b'tzadim mizbeach hazarik. If you just slaughter it right next to the mizbeach, and therefore you don't have to move anywhere because you're there already. And therefore, the fact that you do have to move, it shows it's really not an integral part of the avodah. And therefore, even if it's not done lishma, it's still kosher. Concludes the Mishnah and the Perek with the words of Rabbi Elazar Omer that he says that hamahalech b'makom shu tzarech lahalech hamachshava poiseles, b'makom shein tzarech lahalech in machshava poiseles. That depends. If he says actually while one is walking, if a person does not have the right intention for the right carbon, then it is possible. However, it depends. If you're walking in the direction toward the Mizbeach, or the direction you're supposed to be going to do the sprinkling of the blood, then, in fact, if you have the wrong intention, that's possible. But let's say, for whatever reason, the person goes to a different direction. He walks away from the Mizbeach. So the fact is, he's not, clearly, by the fact that he's walking away from it, his walking is not part of the avoda, and therefore, even if he did not have the proper thoughts at that time, it does not invalidate the offering.